Ramasechet Nida Daf Mem Zayin. Right? And we're starting at the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Bet. So we got up to yesterday, we said, because we're trying to work out over here whether Rabbi Yossi, we said, does Rabbi Yossi hold that Truma Bezman Hazeh through Rabbana? Right? That was the question. Because we saw there that Rav Hatanam said, Ola, Masha Yeshua Vadech, Vishtav, Yeshua Vadech, basically, we saw that there was two times of Yerusha and Kedusha, and on a third time, which means to imply that it was still now Doraita, that the Kedusha of Ezra and Nehemiah remained. If the Kedusha had remained, then today, Truma Bezman Hazeh should be Doraita. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, Man, Tanisrael, who wrote Tanisrael? Who's the Tanisrael? Rabbi Yossi. So it seems Rabbi Yossi holds his Doraita. How do you say it through Rabbanan? So Gemara answers no. Rabbi Yossi, Tanila, Velo Savala. Rabbi Yossi wrote that, but it's not his opinion. In other words, he was writing a Midrash. Therefore, he brought a Daya in the Midrash, but not necessarily his opinion. It's quite interesting that, right? In other words, it shows all the time, absolutely. Rabbi wrote the Mishnah and puts it in non absolutely, it shows integrity. But don't think because Rabbi Yossi wrote it, that Rabbi Yossi actually believed it. And what's Achlevi Stab? It makes sense as well. We've got a Svara for it. Why? We've got a Brighter. The Brighter said like this. Issa. This is dough, right? Issa is dough, correct?
Yes.
She nidma'a or she nitchamtza b'se'or shel truma. So now, one or two things happened. Either it was nidma'a, that's what that means in a second, or nitchamtza became chomitz, in other words, it rose, right? It became leavened from se'or. Se'or is a leavening agent, right? You know, it's like it's sourdough. Right, that's what tzor is. Basically, a piece of sourdough which helps the dough rise instead of yeast. Right, and one or two things happen. In other words, what we're trying to understand is the yeast, the dough which was chulin, was influenced significantly by the truma. Okay, that's the thing. Now, and normally, what do we say? Truma is batel b'meya. Okay, if you've got a piece of truma that falls into chulin, so you have to have 100 times the truma to mevatel the truma. Okay, so what? You have to 100 times the chulin to battle the truma. Thank you. Okay, Adam's paying attention. Right. So now, what does need ma'am look at Rashi? Kagon shenafal se'ah shel truma. If a se'ah letoch pachot mimeya shel chulin. Right. So then, basically, the chulin is contaminated, not the right word to use for truma, right? But is traumatized, okay? Not traumatized, traumatized, right? By the truma, and therefore you can't use the chulin. Or nitchamtza. Nitchamtza would mean that the chulin rose, was leavened as a result of the truma, so therefore it's really all truma. Okay? So what do we say? Nonetheless, this issa, which is now truma, is chayevet bechala. Now, since when do you take chala from truma? It's like taking from a coin to a coin. It's like taxing a tax. You don't do double taxation. Right, the ainah nifselet b'tful yom. And on the other hand, truma, we know that a tful yom is metame truma, right? So we say on the one hand, it's chayev b'chala, which means it hasn't got the elements of truma. And on the other hand, and it's nifsal b'tful yom. And so the ainah nifsal b'tful yom, it means it's not truma. So it's been nitchamtza or nidma'a al yaday truma. We haven't got a meya, says Rashi. And we see that nonetheless, it's got the elements of chulin. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, so Rabbi Meir says what? That the truma here didn't really do anything, correct? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, potrin minachala. Rabbi Yossi, who we're looking at, we're wondering about, and we consider it Rabbi Yossi, correct? We're trying to prove it. Does Rabbi Yossi hold that truma is manazeh is the right to the Rabbana, correct? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, "Potri min achala." Why ptor potri min achala? Because it was nidma'a or nitchamtza by truma. So it makes sense, correct? It's now like truma. If it's truma, you don't take chala. With me? So now look at Rashi. But lo amrinan the truma poterit la, and we don't. So that's right, Rabbi Meir. But after God, the truma ain't a chayevet bechala. Meduma chayav bechala. This meduma, right? Why? My timer. The dimua. Very important, Rashi, this. The dimua de rabbanan hu. This is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it is de rabbanan. The midoraita chad betray batel. Midoraita, we just need 2 to 1. Why do we need 2 to 1? Dichtiv. It says in Parsha Mishpatim. Acharei rabim latod. That's a klal in the Torah. We always go after the majority. So if you've got 2 parts, truma, and 1 part, chulin, it's truma. If you've got 1 part, truma, and 2 parts, chulin, it's chulin. So really, midoraita, there's no truma here. Rabbanan hu de'it shuruch echad umay. Rabbanan made a chumre and said that truma is 1 to 100. Hilchach lo ati dimur rabban lumaf kechala. That's why Rabbi Meir says you chay b'chala. Afilu bizman hazeh. De kesav Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, chala bizman hazeh de oraita. Rabbi Meir says you take chala. Why? Because chala is de oraita. And this truma story of dimua is only de rabbanan. So therefore really it is chulin. Because it's achari Rabbi Melatot. Therefore no other thing shouldn't take truma. Now, but Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yoshimon say it is chala. That it is potrim in a chala. Look at Rashi, potrim in a chala. It's a little bit counterintuitive, right? Because if they say it's d'oraita, and therefore you chaya b'chala, right? Now, Rabbi Yossi, we wanted to say Rabbi Yossi holds it to Rabbanan, correct? Therefore, actually, not counterintuitive, actually makes sense. Because if they say it's d'oraita, chala, sorry, I knew what was troubling me. Because that is chala is d'oraita. We are discussing truma being d'oraita. All we learned over here was that the dimua is the Rabbanan. Nothing about truma itself being derived to the Rabbanan. You with me? Mm-hmm. So it hasn't really helped us yet. Okay, with me? We're trying to prove that Rabbi Yossi holds that truma bizbanazeh is either derived or Rabbanan.
But when you say dimua, is to put emphasis on the fact that it's batel berov and not batel bemer.
Right, and that's which is nothing to do with truma being derived to the Rabbanan or not. Correct? Okay? Okay, Rashi, and put you in chala. Kavash la kaman de ksavre chala bizbanazeh de Rabbanan. Vaati dimua de Rabbanan umafke chala de Rabbanan. Right, so that's what we're saying over here. Really, why does Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon put him in a chala? Because they just hold that chala is the Rabbanan, not the writer. And therefore the dimur is also the Rabbanan. Right, so therefore they say, patrum in a chala. V'han Rabbanan elch, tani velo savala. So what we say over here, Rabbi Yossi himself learned to be, didn't hold of it. Ta'achazin to Rabbi Yossi, chala bizbanazir Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yossi is holding that chala bizbanazeh de rabbanan. Vesavrua, and this is very important. From here we're going to prove that truma is also de rabbanan. Why? Because vesavrua henech rabbanan de mighty raya mihache and those rabbanan. This over here we said hachna mistabra. Right? The chachamim are bringing this proof over here. What are they? What's the opinion? De chihechi de kam Rabbi Yossi chala bizbanazeh de rabbanan hu adin truma. Basically they said Rabbi Yossi got a package deal. If chale is drabanan, so is truma drabanan. And if chale is doraita, then so is truma doraita. So the fact Rabbi Yossi telling us over here that chale over here is drabanan, he holds also that truma is drabanan. And Rabbi Meir, who said that truma is doraita, he says you've got to take, so that chale is doraita, he will tell you also that truma might also be doraita, but the dimua is what was the problem, not the truma itself. You with me? Clear? Okay. Now the Gemara said that itself. Right, the Gemara says, Savrua, Ma'an damat truma doraita, chal doraita, Ma'an damat truma drabanan, chal drabanan. Now the Gemara explains, Ia mart bishlom ekstar Rabbi Yossi chal bizbanazeh drabanan. So now we understand this brighter. Rabbi Yossi says that chal in adai na is drabanan. So therefore, ati dimua drabanan, just like chal is drabanan, so too is drabanan's dimua. In other words, they're saying that you need 1 to 100 to mevatel. There isn't 1 to 100, therefore it's not mevatel, therefore the truma is truma drabanan. We're not discussing now whether truma is Rabbanan, but just the fact that chal is Rabbanan, right, and the dimua is Rabbanan, umafke chal is Rabbanan. So therefore, the dimua, which is the Rabbanan, chal is the Rabbanan. So therefore, the chachamim the Rabbanan of dimua is mafkia the isu the mitzvah of chal, which is also the Rabbanan. Clear? That's perfect. Elei amad chal doraita. If you say chal is doraita, in other words, we don't hold this idea over here. We say like Rabbi Meir. Ati dimur drabanan umafke chala doraita. Right? So therefore, it's obvious that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon have to hold that chala bizbanazeh is drabanan. And the svara of the Gemara is that just like they hold chala is drabanan, trum is also drabanan. And we've proven over here from this brighter that Rabbi Yossi must hold the drabanan. And therefore, we've proven that Rabbi Yossi, when he wrote in Seder Olam that it is doraita, he wasn't talking about his own opinion, he was giving an opinion of somebody else, he doesn't hold that opinion, because we can see from the brighter that he holds drabanan. Is that clear? Right, okay, like what's it, maybe not. V'dilma k'sar Rabbi Yossi truma bezbanazeh doraita, v'chale drabanan. Where do you come from this assumption that chale drabanan, truma drabanan are a package deal? Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that truma is doraita, and he holds like the Seder Olam, just he holds the chale drabanan. And all this bright is telling us over here is about chala. Why? Because like I said, the dimua is the Rabbanan. Midoraita, chala, truma is batel, in chad l'shtayim. in Rov. So he might just hold over here that Chale is the Rabbanan, and the Dimua is the Rabbanan, and you patur from the Chale because Chale is the Rabbanan. Nothing to prove whatsoever about the Truma is Doraita or not. Because Midoraita, the Truma is Batel. But Midrabanan, the Truma is not Batel. And Chale is only a Dirabanan. So therefore we can live with this Isur, with this, not having to worry about Chale, because they're both at the level of Dirabanan. You happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ukedahanarab, and now the Gemara brings a proof of this idea that you can have Truma Dirabanan and Chale Dirabanan and Truma Doraita. They don't have to go together. Ukedahana Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishlak, Rav Huna Bered Yishua replied, right? Dam Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishua, it's like as Ashkachtinu Rabbanan de Beirav, I was in the Beir Midrash, and I saw Rabbanan, what were they doing? The Yatvel Kama, they're busy talking, and they said as follows, Afilu Laman de Amar Truma Bezvanaz de Rabbanan, Chale Doraita. Here it was the other way around. He saw them, right? This is Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishua, saw Chavim talking, and they said, you could have an opinion that Truma could be Rabbanan and Chale could be Doraita. Now, this is the other way around to what we want to say. We want to say Truma is Doraita and Chale is the Rabbana, but it doesn't make a difference. Because we're seeing over here that there isn't necessarily a package deal, that there are people who are of the opinion that Chale and Truma don't have to go together. And you can't have the one being Doraita and the one being Rabbana. It's just like in the Beit Midrash, they spoke about Chale Doraita and Truma Rabbana. We can say that Rav Yossi holds that Truma is Doraita and Chale is Rabbana. Not a problem. Right, Sharei, and what's the proof for that? Sheva shekavshu v'sheva shechilku. That's when Yeshua conquered the land. The 7 years of kibush and 7 years of chiluk. It was before there was Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There was first 14 years of conquering the land and settling the land. Only after the 14 years did all the mitzvot haklot pa'aretz start fitting in. Right up for those 14 years, it was like in a halfway house. And we see that during those 14 years, nitchayvu bechala. If you look at it there, he's got in Bektubot ita velo nidchayvu betruma. It's a change, not maser. That messes up a little bit. It says nidchayvu bechala velo nidchayvu betruma. So we see that for the first 14 years, they were machmir on chala and not on truma. So we see that chala and truma don't have to go together. Okay. So now remember that the Gemara started off and said, Kedahada Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said to those Chachamim. And what so he said to the came walked to the Beit Midrash and saw them this whole discussion about Truma and Chala and their proof. Lehu, and I said to them, right, Rav Huna said to them, Va'amina Lehu Ana, Afilu Leman da Amar Truma is Banazir Doraita, Chala de Rabbanan. Other way round. Right, he said maybe they were saying at the beginning, Kibush, Chala was the right Truma Rabbanan, and I said to them, you know what, but even today, those who say Truma is the writer will still say that Chala is the Rabbanan. So we see a proof over here that we can have this not necessarily a linkage between Chala and Truma, to Tanya. Because the Pasuk said, Ibavo Achem, right, look at that Pasuk, it says, Vahataina Chanta, no, sorry, that's the wrong Pasuk, Daber B'nei Shav Amar Terehem, Bavo Achem El Aretz. Bevoachem means when you all come to the land, right? It says, I bevoachem. What does it mean when it says bevoachem? Yachol meshenichnusu la'ashnaim usham raglim. For the moment that two or three raglim arrive, you're already chayiv in that mitzvah? No. Talmud lomar, bevoachem, beviat kulchem amarti, velo beviat miktzatchem. Now, what was going on when Ezra and Nehemiah came back to Israel? Very few came back. We know that, right? V'chi askinu Ezra, when Ezra came, see that word there again, askinu asik, then we had the kesal kedatach yetha, ala al dati asik, same word, right? Lo kuluhu saluk, they didn't all come back. So therefore what he's saying over here is, that the moment we haven't all come back, therefore truma is not, truma, truma is Rabbanan, and chale could be doraita, because truma is dependent on the walking, which is, by the way, interesting halacha today. We've discussed it before, right?
With the majority that
Truma will only become Doraita in Israel. At the moment, Truma is the Rabbanan, Truma in Israel. And that's why we can rely, for those who do rely on, or it's easier to rely on the whole idea of Heter Mechira, because it's only a Rabbanan. So if it's a Rabbanan, it's less of a problem. But when the majority of Jews are living in Israel, it's going to become a much bigger problem.
We learned this somewhere that was the majority of Jews, it was the majority of each tribe.
And we had a machloket about that. You're right, we did discuss that. But I think that today the conventional halachic opinion today is that you need the majority of the Jews, because we don't know who the tribes are. We've lost most of the tribes. So it's a good point there. It's a good point that we learned that, yeah. It's a good point that, and it's something to remember when we get to that stage where most of the living here, and the Chacham are being able to send them a message to the Beit Din in Jerusalem, that the tribes aren't all here. But most, there'll be a real problem. When all the Jew, when the majority of the Jews are living in Israel, which is not going to take a long time, the way things are going, not going to take a long time at all, Truma will become Doraita. No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
42,360
came back. Yeah, I read me a note to that. 42,360 Jews came back with...
Kind of frozen. I don't know how much water you're going to get.
42,000 came back. Okay? Just think about that. 42,000, that's like a small town in Israel today. 42,000. Unbelievable. Okay, let's move. Madnitin. Mashal mashlu chachamim be'isha. Okay, so thank you. So chachamim gave like a mashal, some sort of analogy, right, with regards to women to discuss all their simanim. Okay, so it's like it's be'isha, with isha. So there's a paga, right? We know that a pug is a small fig, right? We discussed it before, right? The word fig, actually pug. Remember we discussed that before? Pug, fig, sounds the same, right? Bochel, right? And tzemel. I think it's tzemel, hey? With an E. Is that right? Mm-hmm. But tzemel, right? So Gemara's like, what's a paga bochel with tzemel? Look at Rashi very quickly. Paga smadar, right? Which is an unripe fig. Kach pe'isha, oda tinoket. When she's still a kid, karula paga. Kozman she'en la siman lo bedadim v'lo besarot. She hasn't got pubic hair and she hasn't got breasts. She's called a pug. Right, the pagash is she's called like a little bochel, kashe hapri gadel katzat. That's when the fruit grows a little bit, right? Ketanim b'gemora hata'enim mishi yivchelu. Right, so that the figs over here when they start forming, kach kashe yesh la siman dadin katzat. She's got small breasts. Be'adua she v'yestei sarot v'nairahi. But anyway, we'll see in a second that the external signs reflect the internal signs. Okay, now it's going to start, you know, not so I start looking at girls and start checking them, but you can reach from the outside, more or less understand what's going on in the inside. Because we're really interested in a girl being 12 years old and stay sarot. She has a sign already, when she's starting her breast starting to form, that's already a time that she also will have pubic hairs. And we've got Tzemel, Rashi Zatil, B'Gemorah Mefarish La Lashon Notrikom. We'll see in the Gemara what the word Tzemel comes from. It's basically like an acronym made up of a couple of words, which comes from the words of Yatzta Mele'a, Tzemel, Yatzta Mele'a, okay? Sheyeshla siman muvhak bedadeh. She's now unequivocally a grown-up girl. Ulekam efaresh simanim manitin vehi boger. We'll see that one in the Gemara. And now we're talking about a boger. So we've got a ketana, a nara, and a bogeret. So a pag is a ketana, a bochel is a nara, and a tzemel is a bogeret. Okay, that's the idea. Right, Rashi. Now the Mishnah says, "Paga or datinokish le baby bocher elu yemein resh." Then Rabbi Zubazo at both these stages, whether she's a paga or a bochel, amru avia zakai b'metziata. If she finds something or whatever she gets, it belongs to her father. Uba masia dad. If she works and earns money, it's her father's. Uba hafarat nedarim. He's the one who's made fair her nedarim. Right, if she makes a nedir. Now, when it comes to tzemel, kevan she bagra. Since she's already a grown woman, shuv ein la v'yerushutba. Her father's nothing to do with it. She's a grown woman. She's independent. She's now on her own. Right now, the Mishnah says, Ezehu simanim. What are the simanim? Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Mishale ha-kamat tachat hadad. Basically, there's like a bit of a fold beneath her breast. Kamatim or creases. You know, like if you got like this, if you like crease your face, these like wrinkles over here that form up, those are like creases in your skin. So there's a bit of a crease under her breast, but it's starting to form. Right, that's Rabbi Yosef Agliogashi, Ezehu simanim. It's a tzemel kai. We're discussing a tzemel now, a grown-up woman. Kamat, he says, Prunshin Rashi Shegaluda Dea Ad Shekfol Ma'at Ala Chazer Vireka Kamat. So basically a bit of a fold, right? That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So that's at a very early stage. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, Mishiyatu Adadim, Gedolim Yotem. They got a little bit already like they're hanging down a little bit, right? Rabbi Akiva says, no, a tzemel is at a later stage of development. And Ben Azai Omer, Mishiyashchir HaPitomet. Right, Rashi says, yeah, she pitomet rosh hadad, come on, nitla pitamto, like a nipple, right? So basically, when it's getting a little bit darker, it was at a later stage. So we can see over here that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi and Ben Azai, they're all giving it a later stage, a more developed stage, will become a bogeret. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the most advanced stage of the lot, that she had noten yado ala oket v'shokeya v'shohe lachzor. Basically, the breasts are already quite big. As you said, right? Oket kemo okte agasim, of the pear, right? And maybe we can understand what's going on up here. All right, right. Gemara. Paga. So Gemara says, what's a paga? This is a young girl. Oda tinoket. Can you tell me now? Because the pasuk says, Hateina chanta pagea. Hateina chanta pagea. Right? The fig tree, right, is giving roots blossoming pagea. Basically, that's in the earlier stage. Then we've got bochel. Elu yomei ha-nu'urim. That's really when she's a na'ara, right? Ki nitna'an ha-te'enim, mishe yivchelu. Right, look at Rashi over here. Mishe yivchelu, chayavin b'maser. From that stage, really chayavin b'maser, was they already grown a bit, and they chayavin b'maser, aren't yet fully fledged fruits. V'amarav ha-barbachan, amarav, mishe yalbin rashahen. He's got a bit of a different stage. He says, mishe yalbin rashahen. Right, we're talking here about the tree, the fig still. Mishalim Arashen, she mishtanin kashe magdilin. They change as they grow. Hachlem is so too with the girl. Misha yishtane hadad virebo siman she magdil. When her breasts start developing and they're forming, we see that she's a bit of a grown woman. Oh, thank you, Okay, one day we're going to get into trouble, right? Ve'ibad eimer mihacha, right? So that is the makor is from the calling the figs, and the gemara says we have mihacha, right? Va'tiktzar nafsh, right? And this pasuk over here is va'akhid et shloshet haroim beyareach echad va'tiktzar nafshi bahem v'gam nafsham b'chalabi from Zechariah, right? So that says va'tiktzar nafshi bahem. Right, v'gam b'chala. So v'tiktzar nafshi b'hem v'gam nafsham b'chala bi. Right, b'chala b'rukad Rashi. Gadlai alai adam adam haketz b'davar. So gadlai alai b'chala bi gadlai. Right, v'ready k'gadol, and he looks like big. We see the word b'chal here means big. I guess that's another understanding what b'chal means. Now tzemel, right? It says in tzemel command amar yatzta mele'a. Like Rashi said, we'd see over there, Notrikon, Yatzta Melea Tzemel. Okay, that was 45. Ezehu Simanim. Now the Mishnah says there, Ezehu, what are the Simanim? We also have Gilomer Mishalea Kamat, right? When it starts wrinkling, it starts seeing like a fold. Kemet. Amar Shmuel. Lo Mishalea Kemet Mamash. So Shmuel says, not when it's fully folded, Ele Kedei Shetachzir Yadea Lachorea. She puts her hands back like this. When she folds her hands back like this, you can see a bit of a fold under the breast. Now look at this. This is unbelievable Gemara over here. It was Shmuel said, right? Shmuel badak ba'amte. Shmuel had a servant, and he did a bedikah on her, right? To see what was going on over here, right? He didn't want to just, right? V'yahiv la arba zuzay d'mei bushta. And then compensated with 4 zuz for embarrassing her. For any busha that she might have had. And we see that Shmuel Atame, because Shmuel was very consistent about the way he treated slaves. The pasuk says, work them. They're yours forever to work. You can't embarrass them. Because the fact that he realized that he had caused a bit of embarrassment over here, he compensated her 4 zuz for her embarrassment. Right? Now the Gemara tells us over here, while we're discussing Shmuel, how he behaved with his servant, with his female servants. Shmuel miyachad lahen, he would have each mate, would have their own slave who they'd have relations with Rashi. Shifchotav miyachad lanashim avadav, he'd give them each one their own slave. Ve'eno mafkiran mishum boshen, didn't let them just, it wasn't like a harem of women slaves there, and anybody could come and sleep with them. It gave them kavod. Rav Nachman wasn't so particular. Machlif lahen, he had his etchel zeh bezeh ve'enu makpid al boshatan. He had a few maid servants and male servants. He let them switch and choose as they wish. Rav Sheshe was completely the other way around altogether. Masalem la'aravi, he had an Arab worker there. And v'amalehen is darum mishal. Do whatever you want, but just don't sleep with women of Israelim. Hey, talk about every after knani vada, not every Israel.
The money belongs to the
Baal. It's a very good question. If I'm not mistaken, I saw Tosfot on that. They said the money that he gave her.
Yes.
That he, look at Rashi. Tosfot over here. Badak pa'amte v'yahuv. Look at that. I saw that Tosfot over here. Okay, I wasn't going to read it, but if you got look at that. Look at the second, third last Tosfot on the daf there. Badak pa'amte v'yayv arbezuzet d'ave bushta. Le'hinatzel mi'onesh ha'arotena. Why did he pay her the money? It's Tosfos himself that he could have been punished. Now, I don't think this is Onesh B'Shamayim. That she should might have been able to go to the court and complain the way that he was dealing with her. I don't know. It seems a bit strange that the slaves had to write. But anyhow. Dehar Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'Hachovel in Baba Kama. Ein L'Avadim Boshet. There's no Boshet for Avadim. So what's a Boshet for? V'afil L'Man Damar Yesh L'Avadim Boshet. Havel L'Rabo. And even if you say that they have got Boshet, nonetheless, the money belongs to the Rav. So what's the money he's giving? Whatever he gave her is really his. So they gave it to himself. Tosfos says that. But anyhow, Tosfos says it as a staple and carries on. Okay, shkoach. Right, so now, Rabbi Yossi Omer v'chulek. Now we go back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglidi said, Mishale hakemet tachat hadad, right? And then, was that Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Yossi. So that Rabbi Yossi, that was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, k'desh she'e noten yado ala oketz, right? On the oketz, right? So we know an oketz is from an etrog, right? You got the picture at the top of the oketz. But oketz is where it grows from the tree, by the way. The oketz is what's attached to the tree. It grows from the oketz. It's attached to the tree, and the fruit hangs from the oketz onto the tree, right? So Rabbi Yossi Omer, so the question is my oketz. So what's the oketz? Amar Shmuel oktzo shel dad. Okay, it's the oketz of the dad. Now the Gemara brings a bright eretz simanei bagrut. These are the simanei of a girl who's grown up. Rabbi Levi the Tzadok Omer, Mishe yit kashkeshu hadadim. Look at Rashi. Mishe yit kashkeshu from kishkush. Kamo mekashkeshet lefanav kezog. It's like a bell, you know, like if you ring a bell together, right? You ring a bell. But kilomar gedolim harbe. You know, it was very big, like bell shaped. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Mishe yachsif rosh achotim. Right, when the Rosh Achotem is a bit like from Chasif, I think the word that we mean like a bit darker. What do you mean, Chasif? If it's dark, Askunela, she's already an old girl, she's already a grown up woman. And Amrav Ashi, Meshe Yaftzil Rosh Achotem. Meshe Yaftzil Rosh says, yeah, Pasak. There's a Shittim Kubet, a sort of Shas change over there, not Safek, Pasak. She says, Meshe Yaftzil Rosh Achotem, when the Rosh Achotem has already stopped growing. Right, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishe Takifa Atara, where it's like got like a bit of a crown around it. In other words, She Gadla Oketz Va'av, it's very wide. And we're talking here about the nipple of Yom Mukaf Atara, it's got like a crown around the shape around it. V'anu Shi'ura Dam Rabbi Yossi Nami Banitin She Noten Yado La Oketz V'Shokev V'Shilachzor. Okay, all these different measures, whatever they are, there they are. Right. Rav Shimon Oshe Omer, Rav Shimon Omer, Mishe nitma'ech hakaf. Now it's quite interesting because when we learned in the parsha this morning in the Aliyah of Shani, it's got to do with the kaf. That is with when Yaakov had fought the Malach, right? And he says, "What's a word? Kaf yerecho, right? And you're going to gamba kaf yerecho." So I thought about it here. I'm not sure what the but yeah, the kaf of yeah is meaning. Basically, look at Rashi over here. Rashi explains, "Mishe nitma'ech hakaf," get softer. We're talking about not on the breast. It's like a mishe eta kaf milamata, rather than a private part. Who al beit harechem? So he says, basically, inside the vaginal wall is an area which is hard, and when she gets older, it gets softer. Kamin tapuach gavoa, kamin farish lekama. We'll see it in a second, right? And now, remember, I said at the beginning when the Mishnah said that Chachamim gave a mashal to the breasts, you see that the outer signs are really a reflection of what's happening in her pubic parts, right? This is basically Rabbi Shimon Omer. It's quite interesting because normally we see in the Mishnah it's always Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Very seldom do we ever see Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And the Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So here it's got Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is in brackets. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Masorah Shas, he says they're later betosefta. Betosefta, it doesn't fear with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which is correct because most of the time in our Gemara it's Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That is Tam Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Right? V'chani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha simanim natnu chachamim be'isha milamata. Right? So there are three simanim which are in her private parts which really reflect her adulthood. Ukenegdan milamala. And there's a parallel. It's actually very interesting. You know, it's interesting because I don't know if any of you ever had reflexology. So in reflexology, it works on that principle that there are parts in your legs, for example, that can touch a nerve and it affects something in the upper part of your body. There's a direct connection between the lower part of the body, the upper part of the body. So it's not off the walls, right? I mean, connect them in lamala. Look at Rashi, they're in lamala, but dadin in her breast. Paga milamala biyadu eshlo hevi eshtash. If she's a paga, The Minhag hasn't got two pubic hairs. Bochel milamala beyadua sheveshel. If she's got bochel already, like a more of a bit more mature, it's a sign that she's got two pubic hairs. Temel milamala beyadua shetbechakaf. And if she's a temel, then we know that her private parts are fully developed already. So what's now my kaf? What is this kaf we're speaking about? So I'm Rav Huna makom tapuach yesh lemalim oto makom. As Rashi said, right, this is like a developed. When we come makom tapuach, it means like a developed area, like a developed area. The kavan she magdelet mitmeich volech. Actually, the older she gets, becomes softer and more sensitive. Shalu ad Rebbe halacha kedivrei mi. So now we've got this whole machloket over here of the different types of sinanim, right? We have the whole machloket of all different types of sinanim. So shalach le Rabbi, so he says, kedivre kulan lahachmir. So Rabbi says, these sinanim, we go according to all the sinanim, lahachmir. What does it mean, lahachmir? Look at Rashi, very quickly. Look at this Rashi, because Rashi actually does a nice summary of what we just learned over here. So the second wild line is Rashi at the top. Eze me'elu shetavi shuv, ein avir mefen et area. So from when she's got signs like this, from which signs do we have a situation where we say that her father can no longer mayfair her nadarim, right? Because she's now a Bulgarian. That she's a Bulgarian. She says, nit kashkashu. Remember, we had the bottom of this amud, previous amud, we had over here, we had this brighter. Elu hain simonei bagrut. Rabbi David Tzadok omer, mishit kashkashu. Rabbi Yochanan said, mishit yachsif. Right? Then we said, Rabbi Ash said, mishit yaftil. And Rabbi Yossi said, mishit takif atara. And Rabbi Shimon said, mishit mechakaf. Right? So we had all those five different opinions. So Rashi goes through them now as follows. Nit kashkashu, afagav lo hichsif, hichsif, afagav lo hit kashkashu. Either one. V'chein kulam it the amel hachmi. Whichever one sign she might have, we go to chumra. Ein la mema'enet mishah shenireh ba echad min ha-simanim. Once she's already got one of these simanim, she can't do mi'un, right? If her father or brother or mother married her off, not her father, if her brother married her off, she can't walk away. V'ein ha-cholet, and she also can't do chalitza, because chalitza, remember we said l'chumra, chalitza we have to be more certain. So because we aren't certain, we machmi that she can't do miyun, but we don't allow her to do chalitza either, right? We got a chumri in both directions. You with me? Right? At you kulam. V'lav, and Rashi says v'lav milti. Rashi doesn't like this idea at all. Right? Rashi v'lav milti. This is nachir, but v'dafilu lo hevia echad mehen gadoli. Rashi says v'ayna mema'enet bat choletze. She can't do it, but she can do choletze. Right? Kol ha-sibah yalu b'bogot nemru. Rashi got his own story. Now, let's back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this: Rav Papa v'Rav Chinana b'Reid Rav Ika. There's a machlok in Rav Papa and Rav Chinana b'Reid Rav Ika. When Rebbe said kulan lahachmir, was he speaking about our sugya or were they mistaken? And he said kulan lahachmir about another sugya. Right? Look here. Chad matni aha. One of them, we're not sure which one, said that when Rebbe said lahachmir, it's like Rashi explained over here now, and it's going to do with our sugya, and you go to chumra on all the simanim, mi'un, chalitza, hafrat nedarim, etc., etc. V'chad matni achatzet tzurit. One said, no, Rebbe was discussing our sugya. And we don't go to chumra on everything, and we machloket, and we see the klanim, who we paskin like. Rebbe was going, said, you go to chumra on another sugya altogether on chatzet tzurit. What's chatzet tzurit? We know that with regard to truma, right, if you bring your produce in from the field, so it has to be roe petach habayit. Remember, it has to see the door of the house, and then becomes chayev in truma. Until there's no chayev truma, we learned in the Gemara about guys carrying through the roof. Remember that idea, and you could be basically prevent from the chayev truma, getting through the door, etc. So there's a chatzer. If it comes into your yard, what type of chatzer is considered a chatzer, which is like your house, which already make the truma chayev, will make the produce chayev in truma. And there they spoke there about a din of a chatzer tzuri. What's a chatzer tzuri? I saw, was it Likutei Rashi over here? They spoke about a chatzer tzuri. Although we'll see in a second. A chatzer tzuri, so the Gemara said like this. Ditnan ezehu, yes, the Gemara. Ezu hi chatzer tzuri, shechayev maser. Which is the chatzer tzuri that's chayev maser, Rashi? Shekova'at tevua lemaser. That would be covered. At the moment you brought your produce into that type of yard, you'd be chavid maaser. The Kaimel Rashi says, chatzer kova'at masechet beitza. A chatzer is kovaya. Now, which is a chatzer? Rabbi Shimon Omer, right? Chatzer atzurit she'akelim nishmarim betocha. What is a chatzer atzurit? Chatzer is a chatzer where people keep their utensils, leave their utensils, or it's a safe place. Right, you wouldn't leave your utensils out in a place where anybody could just come in and take it. It's a safe place. It's protected in some kind of a way. And if that type of yard, where you leave your keli, which is protected, that's a yard that would make you chayev in truma. The Gemara says, now, so my chatzit, what is the chatzit? Amar Yochanan, shechein betzur in tzur, which is in Lebanon, right? Betzur, moshivin shomer al petach ha-chatzir. There, it's common that a chatzir in Lebanon, in this place in Tzur, they've got guards outside. So a chatzir tzurit is a place that's guarded. That's a euphemism for a place that's guarded. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kol she'echad poteach ve'echad noel. Doesn't have to be a guard there, a dedicated guard. But even a place that some person comes and opens and somebody else closes it, but otherwise it's always closed, right? You have to open it and close it. Look at Rashi. She'echad poteach ve'echad noel. She'en ha'shomer kavur liftoach ve'noel. There is a dorman there. Elezeh poteach ve'zeh noel. Lav bat shimur hi upetura de'lav shema chatzir. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, it's a little bit of a story. Rabbi Akiva says otherwise, patura. Rabbi Akiva says, kol she'echa patech ve'echa noel, patura. If somebody, anybody can come and open it and close it, it's patur. That's not called a guarded thing. And Rabbi Nechemi omer, kol she'edam bosh le'echom et doche chayevet. And Rabbi Nechemi, his own measure, he says, if you'd be happy to eat there, in other words, it's a pretty mesurah place, right? It's a place where you wouldn't worry about eating. It's an organized area. You'd be chayev in truma there. And Rabbi Yossi omer, kol she'nichnasim la ve'en omrim lo, ma'ata v'vakesh. If you walk in and say, what are you doing here? Right? In other words, if you're able to just walk in and no one's going to bother you, then it's patur as well, because it's not a safe place, right? If anybody can just walk in, then it's a place you don't want to, or you can see it's very similar to the idea of having a shomer, right? Same idea. Again, patura, says Rashi Avia. So it's Rashi saying. In other words, it's between Rabbi Nechemiah, who says anybody walks in there has to be bosh lechol, and Rabbi Yossi, anybody walks in there, ask you what you're doing there. So you might be happy to eat there, but no one will ask you what you're doing there, you still can't, would be chayv. Okay, that's the machlok between the two. Got it? Right? Got that right? And Rabbi Yehuda omer, shtei chatzot zulifnim, mezuzah panimit chayevet v'chatzot p'turah. If there are two yards, if there's an inner yard and an outer yard, right? So in the panimit, the internal yard, you chayev, and this little one, you p'turah, and there, shalu et rebi halacha kedirami, and amar lahem halacha kedirai kula lahachmir. And on that sugir, we said lahachmir. Okay, so in Rashi, the Holy Spirit, you know how the lahachmir works, but it's not so relevant. Okay, it's Kamishna. But Eshrim Shana. Okay, now we move on. But Eshrim Shana, right? Shelo hevi eshtei sarot. Now, a 20-year-old woman who hasn't yet got pubic hairs, right? So now, tavi raya she bat Eshrim Shana. She has to bring proof that she's 20. And now the fact that she hasn't got pubic hair at 20 years old, the assumption of the Gemara is vehi ailonit. She isn't able to have children. And that's why she hasn't developed, because she hasn't developed her inner parts correctly. Rachman is done right. We should never ever know about a case like that. And therefore, as a result of that, a woman like this, lo choletzet velo mitya bemet. She doesn't need to do chalitza or yibum. She's patur to do whatever she wants. Why? Look at Rashi. Lo choletzet velo mitya bemet veniseit. L'chol mi she'tirtze, the Agoda Bach adds in the words, l'chol mi she'tirtze, the Rachmana patrud her from Chalitze and Yibum, wa dichtiv, v'ayah ha'bechor asher teled, right, it has to be v'ayah ha'bechor asher teled, she has to now have a child, prat la'aylonit she'ena yoledet, come to exclude aylonit, who can't have children. So the whole purpose of Yibum is to continue the name, perpetuate the name of the brother who died. If you can't do that, then we don't want you doing Chalitze, you're not in the picture. Right? You outside the realms of Yibum and Chalitza, go your own way and marry whoever you want. Right, now, but what's important over here, you see, Bat Esrim. So Tanakama is saying that a woman at 20, in other words, 20 is the age. If a woman hasn't got developed signs by 20, then she's got to an ailonit. Remember that 20, we're going to come back to in a second. So too, Ben Esrim Shana, a 20-year-old boy. Shelo hevi shtei sa'arot. He hasn't got pubic hairs. Yavi uraya shu Ben Esrim Shana. And then, who saris? And now he's going to bring proof that he's 20 years old. We don't believe him. He's a saris. Again, lo choletz lo miyabem. Same idea. Eilu dibre behilel. And this is behilel svaruk and Rashi there, who saris. Lav bar chalitzuhu. Not bar chalitza. Dichtiv lakim lachib shem bisho. Also the same idea. He has to perpetuate the name. Vahai lav bar hachihu. And therefore he can't have children. Therefore, a guy like this doesn't have to do yibum. Or Beit Shammai. Or that's behilel. Beit Shammai Omrim Zev Zev Ben Shmonaishe. Beit Shammai says no. We don't wait till 20 at 18 already. Okay? It sounds like not such a big deal, but probably is quite a big machloket. But Behidal says 18, 20, and the Beit Shammah says 18 years old. Okay. I know it's late, but we're going quickly. I'm doing this quickly. We started very late, though, but anyway, it's just a shorter shir, but we apologize for the time. Okay. So that is Beit Shammah, Omrim, Zevaze, Bench Rosh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hazachar, Kedemir Hillel, a boy, we look at 20 years old. By Nekeva, Kedemir Beit Shammah, and for girls, we go off Beit Shammah, which is 18 year old. Why? Sha'isha, look at this. Maheret Lavo Livne Ha'ish. Women develop earlier, which is true. Girls, young girls, are really much more developed than young boys. You see that in primary school. You can have girls, big developed girls, and little boys, they're like this, and they like look like they're 6 years old still, and they're 12, right? So it says, so women develop earliest, therefore we have a cutoff for women are 18, and for men are 20 years old. What's it mean? We've got a brighter, which is, seems to be a stira to everything that we say. And this brighter, we'll see, most of the sugya really is a parallel sugya to Gemara Yevamot. And the Gemara says like this. Good luck. Veramini, right? Echad li ben teisha shanim, veyom echad, veechad li ben esrim, shelo hevi ishtei sa'arot. What's the difference if she's 9 years old, she's 20 years old, she hasn't bought two hairs? In other words, she's basically like a 9 year old. So, what do we see over here? That Tanakama said we're going to go to 20 or even to 18. There seems to be this Gemara via Yevamot. Right, look at Rashi. Shnehem din echad lahem. Ubiato ke ma'amar began. When we saw that the day, the idea of a ma'amar, we had that in the daf, right? That a few 2 days ago, right? We said that a beer of a katan is like it was a Shabbos' daf, right? The Shabbos, right? What are we on today? Today's Monday. So that's Mem, so it's on Mem Hay, correct?
Yeah.
We had a ma'amar. We said a ma'amar of a gadol, of a katan. Remember we said we had to have a get. We said a ma'amar, it's right at the bottom here, of mem hayamud bet, right at the bottom of the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah. Shigidu beget sagidu. We said, is it good enough? The Gemara there, is a get good enough when he grows up? We said, how can a get be good enough? And then we said there was a crazy Gemara. The Gemara said, well, then she must have relations with her first and then give her a get. Because you have to have beer for a get. If you don't have beer as a gadol, then a get's not good enough. You got it right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't do chalitza. You've got to give a get. Right? So the girls, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Right? Shnehem din echad lahem. Ubiato ke ma'amar begado. It's just a ma'amar. Ukramin le'el. Al mekatan hu ubaya. Right? Ubaya amtune. Basically, you wait in order to be older. The Gemara is saying over here, the Gemara in Ketubot is saying, what's the difference? A 9-year-old, really, like a 20-year-old. That's why do we say now Mishnah 20 and 18? Amrav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amrav, v'hu shenuldu bo simanei saris. He says, no, that's what we're talking, already got signs of a saris. Amrav, a daikanam, you can see from the straight, that being the actual words of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, v'hu saris. It's not just a 9-year-old. We're already talking about an 8, but that might be, that's in that Mishnah then Yevamot, I think, in that Mishnah Yevamot, right, it might be already, to be honest with you, it's a little bit difficult for me this over here. Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amarav, who shenoldu bo simanei saris, look at Rashi, Amarav Shmuel, matnitin, in our Mishnah, kagon shenoldu bo simanei saris, hamefurashim baharal, right, and what are the simanei of saris? Kol she'ein besaro motzi hevel kushurochetz. When he's bathing, he doesn't sweat, right? He doesn't sweat properly. V'saro laku, he hasn't got hair. U'besaro machlik, he's very smooth skin. All right? Okay. You got a picture of that, Michael?
Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So now, right, so those are signs of a saris. So basically, so what's Rashi really saying over here? What is that Gemara saying? Because our kasha here was that there we have Teisha Shaniv Yom Echad, and yeah, we've got 20. So what's the answer? What is the answer to this? I don't actually understand it, to be honest with you. What's the Gemara's answer to the Kasha? Eh?
That he gets simanim. Sorry, other simanim.
In Yevamot. So that's why a 9-year-old there was good, because he was a fully, because all the simanim agree. But here, on the simanim aren't completely developed. Are we saying?
No.
I don't understand. I don't understand it. Okay, the matter. Right, so the question, right, the question, the chilo no dulo siman saris ad kama. Okay, that's what it seems to be. Basically, what we're saying there is that there, the 9 yokas are fully developed. Sorry, here we have a fully developed, only wait till he's 20, it is a saris. So previously, we never knew it was a saris. That's what he's saying, right. So what it says, the chilo no dulo siman saris ad kama. And if he hasn't got siman saris, so how long do we have to wait for till we define him as a saris without the simanim? Tarabichia ad rov shtotav. See that? However long it takes. Kitzur, however long it takes. Now the Gemara seems to bring like a maser. Ki'at l'kamed Rav Chia, and the Mishnah Shas changes to Rava, by the way. I think that the Gemara in Yevamot, remember I said there's like a parallel Gemara to the Yevamot. There, it's a Gemara there, is it Kaf Yevamot Tzadik Vav? There it says Rava, not Rav Chia. So ki'at l'kamed Rav Chia, when a saris, Rashi says, ben eshrim shana shlo hevi. So a 20-year-old who never had sarot, came in front of Rava when he was a 20-year-old, right? He said to him, is this guy a saris or not? So basically, he didn't want to make him a saris so quickly. He says, you know what? If he's a weak guy, let's wait till he gets a little bit stronger, fitter, healthier, and see what happens. If he was a healthy guy, let's see what happens when he gets a bit weaker. Well, it looks to me that Rava didn't want to define this guy so quickly as a saris. He said, let's wait and see if other things happen. He says, because these simanim, zimdim da'atei machmat kechishuta, maybe the signs, this smooth skin and no hair and all that develop because the guy's weak. Vezimdim da'atu machmat priyuta, some of that come because he's very healthy. Like, in other words, not so sure. Right now, I'm a Rav. So Rav says like this, hilchete b'chulei pirkem etlet. When we use the lashon over here, 20 or 19 or 18 or 12 or 9 or any time in this sugya, right, that's what he says. In this sugya, when we use the word pirka, a time frame, we mean the 8 to 8, meaning a proper 12-month cycle. So we say the guy has to be 20, then he has to be a 20-year-old, a fully-fledged 20-year-old. Not a person in his 20th year who's 19 and a day or 19 and a month. We say, oh, well, a month is like a year, and therefore he's already 20. Right, that's what Rav means. Look at Rashi here, 8 to 8, in the first wide line of Rashi. Chashvinan la shana, a year. Velo batar minyan olam, not from the counting of the world. Sheyeh yom echad shel shnat eshrim chashuv shana. That the first day of the 20th is really considered a year. She says, ah, we're in your 20th year now, so you're 20. I've got a friend, you all know him, doesn't matter, Tzachi Asra. On his 20th birthday, the next day says he's 21. Right? And we are the same age, but he's always a year older than me. Right? He's in his 21st year, so he's 21. Now we're 52, he's 53. He's asking how old he's 53. Why? Because he's 53rd year. So that's
the minyan.
So that's like, Nagro minyan olam. So yom echad shoshon shoshon. So afal gav delot tnan b'banitin ben eshrim shnav yom echad. Because that's what Rashi said. Rashi said, because really, if the Gemara wasn't enough to understand that it's fully fledged 20 years, it should have said 20 in a day. 20 in a day, we know, is a 19 in a day. Right? But even though it doesn't say that, command itnan yom echad dami. Learn it. That's what Rav's telling us. Every time you see in this sugya, 20, imagine it's 20 in a day. Right? That's what he's telling us. Right? V'tzarich lahashlim et kula. And therefore, you have to be a fully fledged 20-year-old before this would apply. That's what Rav says. Right? V'ula amar, no. Ditnan tnan. Udelot tnan lot tnan. If the Mishnah said 20 in a day, 20 in a day. If the Mishnah just said 20, then it's 19 in a day. Right? That's what Ula says. So it's like a Bishlam and Ula. We understand Ula is easier, right? Because we've got some Mishnahs where it says, Ben Teshav Yom Echad. Right? And in some places it says, Ben Eshrim. What was our Mishnah? Bat Eshrim Shana, right? And we saw there, and you look at the Mishnah, look at the Gemara, where it said, V'raminehi, where it spoke from the Gemara in Ketubot. Echad li ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, v'echad li ben eshrim. So it said, teisha v'yom echad, and it said eshrim. You can see that the Mishnah is using a different lashon, right? That's what Ula says. The Gemara says, Bishlam Ula. Ketani, and l'rav, lidni. According to Rav, why did it say, eshrim v'yom echad? If you mean that Eshrim is also Yom Echad, why did it say Ben Teishav Yom Echad and not Ben Eshrim? It should have said Ben Eshrim Yom Echad. V'od, and furthermore, another kasha here. Tani Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Shnat Eshrim, when he said like this, Shnat Eshrim, Sheyatzu Mimena Shloshim Yom, Harayi Keshnat Eshrim, Lechol Devareah. We've got Mefurash Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, who said that when the Gemara says Shnat Eshrim, What do we say? It seems if it's already 30 days of the year have already become, with 19 years and 30 days, is already a 20-year-old, the whole Devaria. V'chein hora Rebbe Belud. And Rebbe himself, Paskin Alokhe in Lod like that. And he said, Shnat Shmonashre, in the 18th year, Shatsu Menesh Loshim Yom, Harehi Keshanat Shmonashre, the whole Devaria. So we see that we've got Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, we've got Rebbe in Lod, Paskin Alokhe with a God, an 18-year-old girl, that's 17 years and a month is ready for everything. So now the Gemara is like this. So we've got a good Kasha here, right? So we've got basically we've got a Kasha on Rav, right, from our Mishnah. Ula says what he said, and we brought the proof from Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and from Rebbe. So he says, Bishlom de Rebbe, Ude Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, Lo Kashia, not a Kashia. Why? Because they, Kabei Shammai, Hai Kabei Hillel. So you can say quite simply that that Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa and Rebbe, when they said their things, one said Shmona Shashashum in Shloshim Yom, and one said Esrim Lachol Dvareh, 20 and 18. So why didn't Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa both say 20? Why did the one say 20? The one said 18? Because they each one holds like one holds the Mishnah. Rabbi Behidal said 20, and Shama said 18, but they both still agree on the idea of the 30 days. The Gemara is answering two questions here, right? The one question is implicit: why did Rabbi Kippa say 18? Or other way around, and Rebbe said 18, and Rabbi Kippa said 20. Why don't they both say Karekab in 20 or 18? You got that? That's an implicit question. That's easy. That's a machlok Rebbe Shammai v'Hillel, but it's still a kashya on Rav because none of them say like Rav. Rav says that when they in our sugya when it says 20, it means 20 and a day. Why did the Mishnah not say 20 and a day? That's still a kashya, right? So Moses says, "El Rav kashya." Moses says, "No, it's not a kashya Tanahi. It's a machloket Tanaim." They tell him we got a brighter. You know what? I think we're going to stop over here. Come with a brighter.